This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Time now for our Africa update. This week, Zimbabwe's new cabinet holds its first meeting. We'll get the latest on the new power-sharing agreement. Plus, the International Criminal Court issues an arrest warrant for Sudan's president, and caterpillars threaten Liberia's crops. For more now, we've got Bill Fletcher. He is a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies and former president of Trans-Africa Forum. Hey, Bill.
How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Let's begin in Zimbabwe. So much taking place there. Last week, Zimbabwe's opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, was sworn in as prime minister in a unity government with President Robert Mugabe. We have tape of that swearing in, but let me just advise our listeners, it's a little hard to hear.
I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, president of the Republic of Zimbabwe, do hereby call upon you, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, to take the oaths as prescribed by law.
I, Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Zimbabwe and observe the laws of Zimbabwe. So help me God.
So, Bill, the question really was, wasn't it, how much ceremony this was and how much substance this actually was going to be?
Tony, I think it's too early to tell. I think that there are some danger signs, for sure. The arrest of the treasurer of Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change, the attempt by President Mugabe to stack the cabinet. I mean, these are not good signs. On the other hand, I think that we're going to have to just watch it very, very patiently. The world is watching this, and Southern Africa is holding its breath because the country of Zimbabwe is really at a point of virtual unraveling. And unraveling could take any number of forms, including a civil war. So at this point, you know, we have our fingers crossed, but we know it's going to be a very rocky road.
Why the arrest of Roy Bennett was really shocking to a lot of folks. Talk about why he was particularly targeted. Is there an explanation for that?
Well, I think that there's probably several explanations. The explanation that's been given by the authorities is that there were outstanding arrest warrants on him for alleged terrorism and conspiracy to assassinate President Mugabe. My guess is that what's going on is that within Mugabe's group, there are segments, and I actually don't necessarily want to attribute this to President Mugabe, that there are segments that want to see the situation collapse. And they know that by taking this kind of measure, of carrying out this kind of arrest, that the situation becomes very unstable. So my guess is that there's a segment of the security forces that are attempting to undermine this unity government.
Well, that's exactly what Tsvangirai said himself. Put yourself in his position, if you can, Bill Fletcher. What does he do? What steps does he take? What stance does he take in these early days to try to maintain this very fragile coalition?
I think that he's going to have to be extremely tactical in terms of when and how he responds to provocations. I think that he has to walk the extra mile, actually, in terms of living up to the commitments of the unity government. But the other thing that I think is going to be critical, actually a couple of other things. One is that the MDC itself will have to be strengthened. And I don't mean by outside forces. What I mean is that on the ground, they're going to have to strengthen their base so that they are, in fact, a force to be taken into account. But the other thing, Tony, which is very complicated, is that the MDC is itself a mixed bag. It is a united front. And within the MDC, you have people like, for example, Bennett, who are a small number of white farmers. You have, at the same time within the MDC, a left wing. And it's not clear that this united front can hold together.
What do you expect from President Barack Obama's administration in terms of its still emerging foreign policy towards Africa? And do you think that whatever that policy ends up being, that it will in any way change the dynamic in Zimbabwe?
I think that it could change. if, in fact, President Obama does several things. One that he explored when he was a senator with regard to the Democratic Republic of the Congo was appointing a special envoy on the situation in the Great Lakes region. And I actually think that what's needed is U.S. political support to the African Union and the Southern African Development Community in working through the situation in Zimbabwe. I think another piece is that Britain broke agreements that they signed in 1979, the Lancaster House Accords, where they were going to provide financial assistance to Zimbabwe to make possible the transition in terms of land ownership. And I think that Britain and the United States need to come through. They, in some ways, in my opinion, are directly culpable in the situation that we face. So we're actually looking for a different kind of policy and intervention by the Obama administration.
Let's end the Africa update this week on this note. We have a couple of minutes left. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir for war crimes, obviously. Two things. Are you surprised, and is he the right guy?
I'm not surprised. I think it's totally wrong tactically. When you have a situation of a sitting leader and issuing an indictment against them, an arrest warrant, essentially, for them, when you are attempting to come to a comprehensive settlement of the political and military situation in the Sudan, this does not help. And if anything, what this does is push his back up against the wall. What does he now have to lose? I mean, it's one thing for him to wonder what will happen when he eventually steps down or is deposed. But by bringing these charges, it does nothing. How are these charges going to be enforced? Is NATO going to send a SWAT team in to grab him? I mean, let's be serious in terms of what's needed in the Sudan, both in the Darfur region, as well as in a tenuous situation in the southern Sudan.
That was going to be my next question to you for a really brief answer. What if he were to even be convicted, what would be the punishment?
He'll be jailed. But again, how do you enforce this? I think that there's a broader situation. This is not just about al-Bashir. This is about a regime and a clique that has dominated the Khartoum government. And I don't think this is just about bringing charges against al-Bashir.
All right, Bill Fletcher, I appreciate it. We didn't have time to talk about the caterpillars in Liberia, but if it is as serious as has been reported, we'll be able to talk about it the next time you come back. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Bill Fletcher is a senior scholar with the Institute for Policy Studies and the former president of Trans-Africa Forum. He is also the co-author of Solidarity Divided, The Crisis in Organized Labor, and A New Path Toward Social Justice. He joined us from our Washington, D.C. headquarters.